You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be a fun conversation, and I think it's the next job I actually want.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be intriguing?
Something with the movies, huh? I think Atlanta is actually now ranked the number one destination for where films are made.
Yeah.
Sorry, LA friends.
I'm tired of all the hype on Hollywood. I think we ought to stop that. Anyway, promises to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to it. Let's welcome Carrie Burns. She's a chief movie buff at Atlanta Movie Tours. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours, Carrie. I appreciate you making time to join us. But with all the films being made here, I know you're awfully busy. So grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into a conversation around the Atlanta Movie Tours, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I grew up in South Florida, moved up to Georgia just before college, went to Georgia Southern for a little bit, Mercer in Macon, and then in Atlanta. And I came back to Atlanta, started working with my parents' software company, decided I wanted to live in downtown Atlanta, and I've been there for 17 years now in Castleberry Hill. And Castleberry Hill is a hotbed of filming. So for almost the full 17 years, I've been film liaison and helping productions find lofts and places where they can film and make it look like something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I live there in a loft with my husband and two very crazy rescue dogs. And then our business is, and our retail shop for Atlanta Movie Tours is right there in Castleberry Hill. And it's all, it's the neighborhood that's just south of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So we're pretty active development.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. That's part of town is kind of doing some neat stuff right now.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that stadium's phenomenal.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It really
pretty
is.
Cool. Yeah. Well, tell us more about Atlanta Movie Tours.
Yeah, well, so it was 6 years ago. It was early 2012. And prior to that, when friends would come in for things like Dragon Con, Labor Day weekend, I would take them where they were filming movies and TV shows. And Walking Dead was always a really big one at that time to kind of see, because you knew it was Atlanta, at least in season one. And I would take them around. And then a girlfriend of mine, both big fans of The Walking Dead, we just started talking over dinner. And she said, we should do this as a business. And 2 months later, we did it. We kind of already had a route because I was doing these tours. And so then we basically got together a bus and put together a media tour and got the media all excited about it because it was just something nobody else was really doing. Plus, there were, especially at that time, there weren't even a lot of tours in Atlanta. So even today, there's just still a need for a lot of tours and getting more because there's so much more tourism here.
So
at that time, 6 years ago, we did that and we put that together. We were running one tour a week and now we're running this week. Actually, it's, I think generally between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we'll run about 35 tours a week.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So this isn't a hobby any longer.
It's not
this
a
is,
hobby.
This is real. I'll be darned. Yeah. So, I mean, how does it work? I mean, do you imagine there's a website and you see a schedule and you buy tickets and, you know, walk us through the procedure, how this thing actually works?
Yeah, it's actually really easy. I mean, our website's atlantamovietours.com. It is undergoing a change this summer, so it's going to have a lot more information for the people who ask about how to be extras and how to, you know, work in the industry or people are interested in where to see kind of what's going on their own aside from our tours. But then we have our calendar and our calendar just is filled with whatever tours are going on that week. So it's super easy. We have a ticketing system. It's all pretty much online. There's no physical tickets. And they book and they show up at our shop in Atlanta. Or in the case of Walking Dead, we also do three tours down in Sonoy, an hour south of the city. So people can transport with us down there or they can meet us down there, which is pretty much ground zero for Walking Dead fans.
Ah, that's awesome.
And it's just an adorable little town that has just exploded because of the filming. Mm-hmm. So they book and we've got a retail shop. So it's a lot of fun. Lots of merchandise, Walking Dead, Marvel, Fast and Furious. No Driving Miss Daisy stuff. That was not a very big merchandise movie. Gone with the Wind. So we've got just got a little bit of everything for Georgia Film. We've got Baby Driver stuff that'll be coming in this summer. Of course, Black Panther and Infinity War and Spider-Man, Ant-Man, So all of that kind of stuff. And then they get on a bus. We've got a couple of walking tours, but the majority of our tours are bus tours. All of our guides are extras and actors from the Atlanta
Film Institute. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so they've got great stories. I mean, a number of them this summer are on Stranger Things season 3.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them have been on the Marvel sets and Walking Dead. And they're very careful about, you know, no spoilers, no nothing like that, but just what it's like to actually be on set.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the actual tours themselves after the break. So Carrie, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
And we're back with Carrie Burns at Atlanta Movie Tours.
You alluded to your wide variety of tours, and I have been to your website. It's a little overwhelming, but go over some of the tours and tell us which ones might be better suited to small groups, large groups, or you know, sure, how all that works.
Yeah, we do. We have, obviously, we did start with our Big Zombie Tour, and it is called the Big Zombie Tour based on The Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
But now the next tour that we added on was the Best of Atlanta Tour, and that one is where everything kind of lives. So Fast and Furious, for instance, Fast 5 and Furious 7 were both filmed here.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have its own tour. So it lives in the Best of Atlanta Tour. And so you'll just find tons and tons of things. When we do press tours or media tours, in this case, we did our Best of Atlanta Tour for Ride Along, the first Ride Along movie, and we had Kevin Hart and Ice Cube
movie
on the bus to take the media around and take them to the locations. So the same locations that the guests get to see, but even for the actors to go back on a bus and get to talk about what it was like to be at Grady High School in the middle of the football field was really kind of fun to just see, because they don't see it from that perspective when they're filming.
Right.
We have a heritage tour. Our Atlanta Heritage Tour is all African-American film, TV, and history combined. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot with the Atlanta University Center, and then go over to the Martin Luther King Historic District, which was a really big filming location for Black Panther. So that became even more exciting when that movie came out. And then our Victory Tour is based on Hunger Games. That's a very specific tour now and gets requested by custom groups, but generally
really?
It's not on the calendar by itself anymore. Because what we did was we shifted all of that into a new tour called the Hero Tour. And that is where we kind of could put Katniss from Hunger Games because she's a hero. We could put a little bit of Rick and the gang from Walking Dead, but then what we did was we have all the superhero filming. So that's where Spider-Man lives. That's where you've got Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man. We've got the new Ant-Man coming out, and Venom, which is kind of in that same realm and filmed here, and Guardians of the Galaxy. So we kind of put all of those together. And then we do have a Gone with the Wind tour. And our Gone with the Wind tour, Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind tour, is obviously not led by an actor or an extra from Gone with the Wind. That'd be a little difficult. It also wasn't filmed here. So this was all based on Margaret Mitchell's story of Atlanta that turned into Gone with the Wind. Margaret Mitchell is a very prominent Atlanta novelist, writer. And so her typewriter is here at the public library downtown. She's obviously buried here at Oakland Cemetery. So we get an opportunity to take guests to all of these locations.
Right.
And so instead of having the actor or extra, we actually have a Margaret Mitchell impersonator. We have two of them. And they just stay in character the entire time. So it's a lot of fun. And that one's a little bit more, again, for custom groups. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done custom groups from two people all the way to this summer. We will be doing 350 people.
Woo!
7 buses running simultaneously.
Wow.
A lot of coordination. And again, something like that. I think that tour is a Best of Atlanta tour. Maybe a Hero. It's a kids group, so the Hero Tour is more popular. And in that case, a lot of what we do is make sure that the buses are equipped to have DVDs or some ability. We show clips. So, you know, on the bus, if you haven't seen a movie, you get to see a clip when you're getting to the location. So if you haven't seen Black Panther, which is a very small percentage of people, you see a clip of, you know, where the basketball court scene was in the movie as you're approaching the basketball court scene. So it's a lot of fun.
That's very, very cool. Yeah, I can no longer watch Hunger Games with my wife because we'll just be watching. And she goes, oh, well, there's the thing that was there. Uh-huh. And there's this thing that, you know, there's the house.
It takes you out of it.
Well, I want to watch the movie, sweetie. Yeah. You know, I don't need a tour, you know. But, I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm fascinated by that. I mentioned earlier today that I love to show people where I live about different things that have been in movies and or historical. There's just something about human nature that just loves to kind of be there and see.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm not surprised that this thing is skyrocketing and growing. Very, very cool. I mean, how long are the tours? Are they 30 minutes or are they like 7 hours?
Yeah. So right now they're typically 3 hours.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so they're all a 3 hour tour, you know.
3 hour tour. Sorry.
The walking tours are an hour, hour and a half. And then, yeah, the bus tours are 3 hours. We're working on a Stranger Things tour that's going to be a little longer. It has to cover a pretty big area to be able to see everything from the 2 seasons and now the 3rd season, and they're even further out. So it keeps getting to be a longer tour. And we get requests for people to do all 3 of our Walking Dead tours in a day. And with 3 3-hour tours, we need to try to condense it down to about 7 hours. And then also include lunch.
So yeah, I was going to ask.
Hardcore fans are going to be doing that tour.
Are there things you're allowed to bring on the buses versus things you're not allowed to have
on
buses?
No, you can actually bring. The only thing you cannot bring on a bus is our animals. So we can have service animals. We don't, you know, we even really, you know, I know recently there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, emotional support animals and things like that. And it's difficult. You know, it's like you've got a lot of other people on the bus. You can have allergies. Mm-hmm. And so we have a couple of businesses who we work with that people can take their pets to. But other than that, everything. Yeah, they can bring anything they want on the bus. If they bring alcohol, just don't give it to my driver.
Wow. Okay, that's kind of where I was headed. So you can. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sure.
All right. Yeah. That's awesome.
We don't have. I mean, usually it's custom groups that do
right.
that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll have, you know, a bachelorette party or a bachelor
How
party.
How fun that's, is
yeah.
that?
That would be kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and but we also partner with a lot of bars and restaurants around the city, and so we'll do a happy
Ooh.
Hour there. Like, we'll, and it'll be a bar or restaurant that was used in a movie or TV show. So it kind of has that added little thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. And most of the owners are usually like, oh, yeah, I guess who was just here eating? And so it's a lot of, I mean, it's funny, you know, throughout back in May, they were filming Impractical Jokers, the movie. Mm-hmm. And so they're all around town and they're taking pictures at Pond City Market. And I'm just like, you could come on the bus.
That's very cool.
Well, based on what's happening here with the industry, I imagine your tours are going to continue to evolve because they just keep filming more and more stuff here. I mean, it's amazing.
Very hopeful for that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It keeps it, you know, it's constantly, I mean, what I'm working on right now is we're just constantly adding new clips. So we can't change that out weekly, but, you know, we kind of stagger it and then we'll get new clips in there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice feature of that. I mean, because oftentimes what you see in the film looks very different than when you're looking at it you're out through the window of a bus. So it's nice to get the context of how it was used in the film to say, oh, okay. I mean, I just think that's a nice feature of that tour. All right. Well, see, Carol, I told you this is a cool job.
Absolutely.
I mean, how much fun is this?
Wow. This could be your new summer job, Todd. You could go drive the bus.
No, I'm leading the tour.
You're leading the tour.
I'm going to get in character. So, all right. Well, Carrie, once again, should anyone have any questions on any of these great tours and all these private events that you can do and custom tours and all that, where do they go to get information?
AtlantaMovieTours.com. That's our website. And on social media, we are ATL Movie Tours on all social media platforms. And we can be reached either way.
Carrie Burns, Chief Movie Buff of Atlanta Movie Tours. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.